Thailand bomb explosion kills 20 in Bangkok. Country plagued by military junta and economic downturn. Parikh Westerlund, Radvis Epatit Socialist Erna CWI in Sweden. The horrific bombing in Thailand's capital Bangkok on the 17th of August killed 20 people and seriously injured 125. Most of those killed and injured were tourists from other Asian countries. While no one has taken responsibility for the bomb, the explosion could have big repercussions for both the ruling military junta and the country's struggling economy. Despite the failure of the police to solve the investigation, it hasn't stopped the National Police Chief, General Somayad Poompanmung, giving a £55,000 reward to his fellow police officers for the only arrest, so far, of an unnamed suspect. The general can afford it as he declared his assets at £7.5 million when appointed police chief after last year's coup. Central Bangkok has not experienced any similar bomb attack before. It does not have the trademark of the Muslim/Malay separatists of southern Thailand, who have never attacked Bangkok. The bomb has caused widespread fear and speculation. A second bomb on Tuesday, at another SkyTrain station close to the river, however, was smaller and did not injure anyone. The bomb explosion came a week after the military stated its goal of keeping power for as long as possible. And, at the same time, the country's economy has been hit by the devaluations of the Chinese yuan currency. However, terrorism is no solution, but will be used as an excuse by the state for tightening measures that can be used against genuine oppositionists. Military junta. Prime Minister and General Prayut Chan-o-cha has been the de facto dictator of Thailand since May 2014. Anyone doubting that can just read the Bangkok Post or follow any media in the country to see his picture everywhere. He will now use the attack to strengthen the grip of the military, calling it the worst incident that has ever happened in Thailand. Since the military coup last year, the junta, the National Council for Peace and Order NCPO, has arrested more than 1,000 politicians and activists. Most of them are from the formerly ruling Phu Thai Party. All protests and political meetings are illegal. In late June, 14 students were arrested for holding a rally at their university against military rule. They were charged with breaking the ban on political gatherings and held in prison, waiting for a military court trial. However, the Prayut regime offered talks with the students in order to stem further protests. Prayut told the Bangkok Post that he wanted the protest to stop because he feels uncomfortable seeing them face legal action. This threat, combined with a check to see if political groups are behind it, was used to put pressure on the families of the students. Originally, the junta stated there would be new elections this year, 2015. They would then move to 2016, and now they are supposed to take place in 2017. It also clear that Prayut has a roadmap that will guide any incoming civilian government. The draft charter for a new constitution includes making populism illegal and having a senate dominated by non-elected senators. In addition, the constitution drafting committee recently proposed a special crisis committee to oversee the constitution and its so-called reforms. The panel, comprised of the PM, House and Senate Speaker, leaders of the armed forces and police chief among others, will remain in place for 5 years after the charter is promulgated. Bangkok Post, the 17th of August. Political parties. Over the last decade, Thai politics have been dominated by the struggle between two parties, Phu Thai and the Democrats. Phu Thai was founded by the telecoms billionaire, Thaksin Shinawatra, who won elections on populist policies such as cheap loans, subsidies and an increased minimum wage. Through this, he won a stronghold in the populous rural parts in the north of the country. Thaksin was overthrown by the military in 2006. The military, the monarchy and the Democrats, supported by a big share of the national capitalists, thought he had gone too far. In 2010, violent street clashes took place between supporters of Phu Thai, the Red Shirts, and Democrats, the Yellow Shirts. The military intervened heavily against the Red Shirts, and more than 100 demonstrators were killed. The slogans of the Red Shirts were for equality and democracy. The Phu Thai Party continued to win elections after the junta had resigned in 2011. With Thaksin in exile, his sister Yingluck Shinawatra became prime minister until the new junta's coup last year. The Democrat Party supported the coup, and as in 2006, the US administration seemed supportive or at least was consulted. Since the coup, the Phu Thai Party has adjusted itself to the military. The roadmap of Prayut wants a reconciliation government with both parties. The two parties have also supported delaying elections for at least 2 years and a referendum to legitimize the new constitution. Economy. The military junta has acted to reverse populism and step up capitalist neoliberalism. In June, Prayut stated that the free healthcare which Thaksin implemented in 2001 was too costly. The scheme covers 47 million Thais, two-thirds of the population, who pay only 30 baht less than 1 euro when visiting a doctor. Already, the junta has abolished subsidies on rice and gas. The minimum wage has been frozen. These measures, however, have not led to increased growth. Instead, one result has been a cut in domestic demand. The pattern is similar to many other emerging markets. The baht currency has lost value as capital has left the country, mainly because of the expected increase in US interest rates. The central bank responded with two cuts to interest rates in April, but the economy is still in technical deflation, falling prices. The official prognosis for growth has been cut several times this year, from 3.8% to 2.7%. The central bank estimates exports will drop by 3.5% in 2015. The recent devaluation of the Chinese yuan will increase the pressure on the economy further. The bombing in Bangkok threatens to have a big economic impact. Tourism accounts for 10% of the country's economy, and has been even more important, in the context of a falling currency. There are definitely fears in Thailand of another Asian crisis as in 1997, when the country's economy was severely hit. It remains to be seen who was behind the bomb attack in Bangkok. Some suspicion is said to have fallen on expatriate Uyghurs or their sympathizers. More than 100 were recently accused of being terrorists and deported to China. However, the situation in Thailand shows the urgent need for a political party that fights for workers and poor people. Global capitalism and the present military rulers have only new crises in store. Politically active workers and students in Thailand should study the history of previous struggles and aim to form their own political voice with a socialist program. The CWI has raised these demands for Thailand. No to terrorism, yes to mass struggle for a united struggle of workers, poor farmers, students and other oppressed people, no to the rule of generals, end the monarchy, organize the election of a genuine representative revolutionary constituent assembly for the building of mass workers and poor farmers party fighting for a majority government, trade union rights for the armed forces rank and file, win poor soldiers. To the struggles of working people, full rights for the oppressed Muslim population in the south of Thailand and all other minorities, no to neoliberal policies. For democratic public ownership of major industries, large private land holdings and banks, for an economy planned to meet the needs of the working people and poor farmers, under the democratic control and management of elected committees from the working class and small farmers, for a socialist Thailand, as part of a socialist federation throughout Southeast Asia.